are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. And we just want to welcome you to stop in to visit us at one of our services. Our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. And our service times are Sunday mornings at 11 and Tuesday evenings at 7. We would love you to stop in and visit and worship with us and let us know you heard about us from the radio broadcast. I'm sitting in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan, just thankful always to be with you every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. We pray that the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Our heart's desire is to see the people of God encouraged, comforted, edified, built up even more, and to see souls that God would divinely direct to tune into this broadcast, saved, delivered, and set free. So we pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you, Holy Spirit. We just invite you now. We give this time, these moments to you, that you would speak and use us as your vessel to release the word of the Lord unto those that you would divinely lead to tune into this radio dial. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give your name all the praise. We had been talking about how we needed to guard our hearts from Proverbs 4:23. We were talking about how the enemy desires, the scripture said regarding Peter, Jesus said, the enemy desires to sift you as wheat. And I want to say, the enemy's tactics remain the same. They have not changed. Satan is still out, and the fallen angels are still out to kill, steal, destroy us, to hinder us in any way that they can from walking into the fullness of the promises of God, walking into the promises and the life that God, Jesus, that the Father through Jesus Christ has won for us. You know, the enemy, his goal is, how can I sabotage that? How can I hinder that? How can I oppose and stop that? Now listen, the lesson from Proverbs 4:23 admonished us to guard our heart, to be on our guard, because we have an enemy. So one thing about it is, we cannot be ignorant, even the scripture tells us, of Satan's devices. We can't be ignorant that Satan is a fallen angel. A third of the angels in heaven fell with him. They are on kingdom darkness assignment to destroy us. Satan hates us, and he's doing everything he can and his legion of demonic angels to destroy us. I've got to know that. So we've got to increase in our knowledge about who we are in God and accept the fact that we are in a war. Two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light. What side are you on? Because we all got to pick a side. What team are you with? We got to pick one. And we've got to know this, that we have an enemy. We can be the nicest person in the world. Satan hates you. So you've got to determine, I'm in a fight. And instead of me allowing the enemy to pillage and plunder and steal my goods, steal my peace, wreak havoc in my life, I better pick up my sword of the spirit and fight. We've got to. This is real life. Spiritual warfare is a part of real everyday life. How? Because our thought life is under attack. Number one, Satan is trying to penetrate our thoughts. Satan, we saw it in the garden. We saw spiritual warfare in the garden. We saw it with Adam and Eve in the garden. The promises of God, my God, if ever there's an example of the promises of God of a good life, and along comes the enemy Satan through the serpent, causing thoughts of doubt and unbelief, causing thoughts of pride to inject those in Adam and Eve, to the point they listened to the voice of the enemy, to the point that they disobeyed God. Strategy remains the same. Satan is going about, the scripture tells us, as a lion, seeking those he may devour, those he may infiltrate, those he may destroy, those he may kill, those he may steal, those he may penetrate, infiltrate. So the scripture tells us the enemy gains access, guess what? Through the decisions we make. He's gaining access through the decisions we make. He's gaining access to the decisions we make because what? First, he plants seeds. Back to the garden, Adam and Eve. He planted the seeds in them. They took the bait of Satan. They took and ate and swallowed the seed. Then, after they swallowed the spiritual seed, they took and they ate of the fruit of the tree of the garden that God had commanded, of this one tree you shall not eat, but the rest of the resources of heaven are yours. Help yourself. Knock yourself out. Look at what the enemy did. He plants seeds. He plants lies. He plants doubt. He plants seeds of disobedience. He plants seeds of rebellion. He plants seeds of pride. He plants seeds of jealousy. He plants seeds of competing. He plants seeds of ungratefulness. He plants seeds in our mind, and we in turn take action based on the demonic seed that he plants. So therefore, he has gained access, because now when we take the bait of Satan and we take the seed that he's planting and we eat of it, just like Adam and Eve ate, then now Satan is working from the inside. He approaches us from the outside. The serpent approached them from the outside. He was external. He was approaching them, trying to see, can I get a minute of your time? Trying to see, could he come closer? He was encroaching. But listen, once the enemy has access on the inside of us through our heart, mind, will, emotion, soulish realm, now he begins to work havoc. We make decisions. When we make decisions to sin, when we make decisions to disregard the word of God, I know the word says thou shalt not steal, but I'm gonna steal this because I work hard and this company, they're not giving me what they should give me. They're not doing right by me. That's the devil. We've got to recognize the devices of the devil. We've got to recognize the voice of the enemy. We need knowledge of the Lord. We need knowledge of the word, because how in banking, how do they train tellers to recognize counterfeit bills? By studying real bills. So I need some knowledge of my enemy. I need some knowledge that I have an enemy. I need some knowledge of the word of God, what the word of God says about my enemy. But my emphasis needs to be on studying the word, eating the word, reading the word, speaking the word, declaring the word. The emphasis needs to be on the word of God. That is the important piece. As I focus and fill myself, I eat the word, allow the word to renew my mind. Every day we shower, sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. depending on the exertion and what we put out. Those people that are professional athletes, you got to shower more than one time a day. Many of us, we work strenuous or we perspire a lot. We have to shower multiple times. So in the spirit realm, we must allow Holy Spirit, allow Word of God to wash and cleanse us. I might have gotten filthy in the natural today. I might have been doing the road, laying the tar, and I'm dirty and filthy and smelling and smelling like tar. I need a shower. So we need the Word of God. We need it to wash us. The Bible tells us the washing of the Word. We need it to cleanse us. We need Holy Spirit to search and to cleanse and uproot and dig out those things that are hidden deep into the deepest parts of our heart. We need this. So the enemy is seeking to gain access through the gate of our heart. The enemy is seeking to gain access through the gate of our heart. We've got to understand, back to Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence. If you look in the scriptures, it talks about many times the gates of the city. It talks about the elders sitting in the gate. The gates are where decisions are being made. And so our mind and heart is the gate. It's where, if the enemy gains access, that is the place of decisions being made. So the gate in the scripture was always a very key and important place. That was like the keys to the city. If you could destroy the gate or break through the gate, that was like the keys of the city. You gained access. And likewise, within man, in our spirit realm, if the enemy can gain access to our heart and mind, he's got us. And so it's so important that we be diligent, on guard, intentional with a vengeance. I'm intentional with a vengeance to guard my heart from the enemy, to keep my thoughts pure, to keep my actions pure. Guess what? You can't commit adultery. Guess what? You won't have a lust problem. Guess what? You won't have a perversion problem if you guard your heart. If you guard your heart, the reason we struggle with these struggles, the reason we have these issues, is we have not been faithful to guard our hearts from the enemy. The enemy gained access from a decision. How did we get to a place that we're unfaithful to a spouse? We made decisions that were outside of the Word of God. The enemy gained access, and he told us and fed us a lie, and we ate the lie. We became pregnant with the lie, and we gave birth to sin. How is it that we are in perversion, that we are unclean and doing unclean acts, and we're in opposition to the known will and Word of God? Known. It's because we did not guard the gates, and the enemy came in by feeding us a lie, and we ate the lie, and we became pregnant with the lie and gave birth to sin. Everything traces back to the decision. When you look at people that are on the streets, either they're selling their bodies in prostitution, God save and deliver them, or we look at people that have shipwrecked lives, destruction. Their lives turn upside down. Their families suffered. Their families went through because of their decisions. We have either alcoholism or drugs. Sometimes people have outstanding careers, outstanding military careers. But the enemy was able to penetrate. The enemy was able to infiltrate through planting lies in their heart. They received the lie and ate the lie, became pregnant with the lie, gave birth to sin. And the enemy was able to come in and to steal a family, steal a career, steal a business, steal a wife, a spouse, steal, kill, destroy. And the enemy's end goal is complete and utter destruction. 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 I'm trying to destroy. I'm trying to kill, steal, destroy. It's annihilation. It's destruction. But the Lord wants us to man the gates, to do spiritual warfare. It is our responsibility to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's our responsibility to pray. It's our responsibility to allow Holy Spirit to lead us, to cleanse us. It's our responsibility to keep the doorposts of the gates of our heart. It's our responsibility to not allow Satan in. It's our responsibility to have the knowledge of the word that we can recognize this is a devil, to have the discernment of God, that we're not confused about who our God is. We're not confused about the word of God. We need the knowledge of the word of God. We need to be on the defensive. I need to be on the defensive. You need to be on the defensive, because Proverbs 4:23 told us, guard your own heart with all diligence. I've got to guard my heart for my own life. I've got to guard it. We need to be on the defensive. We've got to come out of complacency and a bed of ease, of a place of la-di-da. I'm in a fight. I'm in a war. I've got to armor up, apply the blood of Jesus up, and fight with the sword of the word of God, because I have knowledge of who he is and what he says. I have knowledge that I've already won through Christ, and he's asking me, hold the fort, man the gates, hold the victory, not on your watch. Don't be the missing link, but guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't let pride creep in. Don't let unforgiveness creep in. Don't let bitterness creep in. Don't let jealousy creep in. Don't let anger creep in. Don't let the works of the flesh creep in. Guard your heart with all diligence, unrelentant, with the fierceness, with the vengeance, consistently, faithfully. Guard your heart first for yourself. Be on the defensive. Keep your heart pure. Keep your heart right before God. And when you make sure that your heart is willing and obedient concerning the things of God, when you make sure that your heart is communing with the Lord, when you make sure that your heart and your hands are clean, your heart is pure, when you examine your own heart, allow Holy Spirit in, then you can go on the offensive and help your brother or sister in need. Help that one that's lost, that's homeless, that's on the streets, that's addicted to drugs. You can help a family member. You can help a child. But first, you've got to make sure my own heart. I need a heart check. Part of your physical is a heart check. Part of your spiritual daily physical is a heart check. I need a heart check. Somebody, take a listen with that stethoscope. How am I sounding? What are my words sounding like? Are my words in alignment with the word of God? Do I have a strange sound? Guard your heart. I've got to guard my heart before I can go on the offensive and help somebody else. Before I can go out into the world and do the Great Commission, I need my heart right, God. Every morning, every night, throughout the day, listen. God is very present help in the time of need, in the time of trouble. We don't have to be religious. All day long, I can be praying. All day long, we can pray. All day long, as situations and things come up, that's what God wants. God wants communion. He says to pray always. All day long, we can pray. All day long, we can be talking to God about the situations that pop up. He sees and he knows. We do not serve a distant God. He's not far from us, but he's very present. The Lord says that when we accept Christ, he comes in. He makes his abode with us, within us. So he's right here with us. Accessible 24/7 for prayer, accessible 24/7 for strength, for wisdom, for encouragement. His grace is sufficient, y'all. Yes, it is. He has everything we need to ensure that we win the victory. I want to say to you, victory is assured through Christ. It's assured through the word of God. I know I win. Amen. And we can be victorious. The enemy tries to act like this is a lie from the enemy, to try to act like we can't. His lie is, you can't be perfect. I'm not trying to be perfect, but I am trying to be Christ-like. I am trying to mature in Christ and mature in the knowledge of the word of God. I am striving, and I am a willing participant of allowing God to transform me into the image of his dear son, Jesus Christ. So listen, We need to remain at all times on guard against the enemy, on guard against the plot, the schemes of the enemy, on guard. How do I remain on guard? Oh my gosh, a diet of the word. How do I go on the defensive? I submit myself unto the word of God. I submit myself unto the lordship of God. I give God permission and permit the mind of Christ to me. I guard my thought life. I guard my footstep life. Where are your feet taking you? Where are you treading? What direction are you going in? What path are you on? I make sure I'm on the path of righteousness. I make sure I'm abiding in the word of God, in the standards of God, in the holiness of God, the purity of God, the righteousness of God. It's easy to serve God. Truly it is. It's easy. I'm making sure where I stumble and fall, I'm asking for help. I'm asking God everything we need. He has, and he freely gives. He's a good father. He wants you to succeed. He wants me to succeed. He wants to see us walk victorious. He wants to see us walk upright before him. He wants to. What do you need today that the all-sufficient grace of God cannot provide for your life? What do you need? Where are you lacking? Where am I lacking? What do I need? Let's ask God today. The scripture that says you have not because you ask not, it also means, God, give me strength for this boss that's annoying my eyeballs out. There's a grace for annoying bosses. There's a grace to make sure that I don't compromise my integrity. There's a grace. There's a strengthening. There's a grace. There's an empowerment. There's a grace to make sure I have what I need to deal with a difficult spouse. There's a grace to make sure I have what I need to stay humble. Give me the grace, the all-sufficient grace, to stay humble before you. There's a grace to endure. There's a grace to persevere when it's hard. God gives grace to the humble. He gives us his grace that we can make it. He gives us his word. He gives us his promises. He gives us the armor of God so that we don't try to fight with the world's weapon. What are the weapons that the world uses? They try to use money. They try to use influence. They try to use power. They try to use all kinds of tactics. But God says you can't use that. Just like David couldn't use Saul's armor, you can't use the strategy of the world, the tactics of the world, for a spiritual battle. You're going to get spit up and chewed alive. But you've got to use the keys that Jesus gives us. Keys work in the right lock. Keys fit and work in the right lock. The Lord has given us keys to the kingdom, his name, his blood, the armor of God, fasting, praying, worship, praising, giving. Use these keys. Guard your mind. You've got an arsenal of tools at your disposal. Why are we not being victorious? We're without excuse. When God has given us his dear son, when Jesus paid with his blood for me to have the victory, when Jesus has made it possible in the earth realm for us to have a hard copy Bible, a digital Bible, why aren't we seeing victory? Oh, we have a responsibility. Are we the weak link? Are we irresponsible in our responsibility to guard our hearts? Are we irresponsible in our responsibility to guard our minds? Out of our heart flows the issues of life, the course and direction of our life. Out of our heart flows these wrong decisions that lead to our destruction. Don't allow the enemy to use you to destroy you. Don't allow the enemy today. Access. We stop it at access. The enemy gets no access. Jesus was able to say, Satan has no place, no access in me. Why? Because Jesus was girded up. Like when the jail prison warden locks all them doors on the cell block. Nothing gets in. Nothing penetrates. And that is how aggressive God wants us to be to guard our minds. Satan wants us to let him in our gate. But you have authority over your heart. You have authority over that gate. You are the gate. You have the authority and the power to say no to the devil. We declare no today in Jesus' name. The enemy shall not have an open door in our lives. No longer. Father, by the name of Jesus Christ, we repent for ever participating in allowing the enemy access. God, forgive us when we were ignorant and did not know and had little knowledge of your word. But today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take hold of this truth, this responsibility that we guard our hearts and minds, and we keep them submitted to God and committed to God and covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. The world opens the door to the devil by sin. And when that happens, the enemy comes in and he has access. And now his goal is to shut and stop up any doors so that we will not hear and receive the word of God. But in the name of Jesus, we cancel his assignment for our lives, Father. And we allow you access to our minds through and by permitting the mind of Christ to be in us. We think on the things that you tell us. Think on the things above. Think on the things that are good. Think on the things that are pure. Think on the things that are lovely. Think on the things that are good report. Father, we set our mind and fix it on you. So there's no access for the enemy because my thinking is right. Father, we ask your forgiveness today for stinking thinking, wrong thinking. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would cleanse and purify our thoughts, our hearts, our minds, Father. We thank you today, Father, for the power of the Holy Spirit washing us afresh and anew. Even as we're listening to this broadcast, Father, we're committing our minds back to you. Father, we're coming in agreement back to your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God, that you are cleansing and that you're washing us. Father, we thank you on today. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Thank you for tuning in. Weekdays, Monday through Fridays at 6 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM. We praise God, and we again are Victory International Praise Ministries. Please come and visit us Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7. May you continue to walk in the power and victory that Jesus Christ has won. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It's about John the Baptist. You expect secular magazines and cable networks to question the identity of Jesus. In fact, they're still searching for the so-called historical Jesus. Well, John the Baptist didn't question the historical Jesus, but from prison he did ask him this question in Luke 7 that may surprise you. Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else? Now, how could John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, entertain doubts about Jesus' true identity? John?
Yeah, Denny, whenever you hear that somebody's looking for the historical Jesus, run the other way. And that's a dead giveaway.